This year's breakfast, as you said, is October 3rd. We're going to serve pancakes, sausage, milk, juice, and coffee from 8 a.m. to noon here at Fire Station Number 1. That's downtown across from the Eagles Club or kitty corner from the library. And it's always been in the past just a way that we kick off Fire Prevention Week and Fire Prevention Awareness Month for us, so to speak.
Now, you don't have any admission charge or fee or anything, but yet this usually ends up being a pretty good fundraiser for the fire department.
Yeah, as I said, we've never really meant for it to be a fundraiser, but the last several years, due to the amount of people and their generosity, we've made several thousand dollars on the breakfast. We don't charge a per-person fee. We just have a free will offering. There's a bucket laying out there that you can throw some money or check in and have yourself a great breakfast.
And you've been able to utilize the funds from years past in order to buy essential equipment that maybe is not covered within the city budget then.
Yeah, we've done that with our fund drive all along, not just with our breakfast money, but that fund drive and the breakfast offset equipment that maybe we need that we haven't got in the city budget at the current time, or any training that comes about, or training props that we try to acquire. And now we're doing that, you know, both for fire and medical. So we'll have equipment needs both ways, training needs both ways. Something else at our breakfast that we've done some things in the past. We have a couple raffle items again this year. We have a fire truck that was donated by Lamar's Toy Store. And then we also have a nice quilt and some other things that was donated by a lady here in town for us to raffle off. So got a couple of raffle items. We'll probably do some chances on those, but the breakfast is still the free will offer.
And usually at least 300 people or more show up for your breakfast then.
Yeah, on average, you know, we shoot for 200 to 300 people. The last couple of years, last year we had COVID, so we had zero people. But the couple of years before that, we were well over 500, Dennis.
And of course, the breakfast, as we said, is scheduled for this coming Sunday. That kicks off Fire Prevention Week.